As we heard in the readings, our new church year begins this morning with a plea for God's visitation from the prophet Isaiah, who cries out, "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down." And there's a similar sentiment in the psalm, where Israel implores God to look down from his heavenly throne to save and to shepherd his people. The readings today, including the gospel, they're all relatively brief, but they are very serious. They're also penitential. The people of Israel recognize their sinfulness, their failures to keep God's covenant, and their inability to save themselves. In the Advent season, we're invited to see in our own lives the experience of Israel, noting that we ourselves very often harden our hearts. We refuse God's rule. We wander from his path. In multiple ways, we withhold our love from him. In Advent, we both prepare to celebrate the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ into the world 2,000 years ago, and we continue, as we do every day, to prepare for his second coming. And in the midst of all this, we unite ourselves in Advent with our Blessed Mother in preparation for commemorating the birth of her Son. So we might say that the watchword for us in Advent is preparation. I think that the reality is that from your day-to-day responsibilities, at least for most of you, but it's for all of us, can make keeping Advent season as it's intended difficult. And it may be actually more difficult for you than it is for me, a priest, because at least I have the luxury of an established routine, morning and evening prayer, other times during the day, daily mass, and so on. Whereas you're kind of all the time in the midst of everything. But I think we're all truly challenged by the reality of our culture, which is less and less willing to accept or even to tolerate the norms of Jesus Christ. Remember that the early Christians, for several centuries, they were persecuted terribly because they would not live according to the norms of everyone else in Roman society. The early Christians were living by different standard. Now, in some ways, they lived, as did people with them, others who were not Christian. But in other important ways, they lived a different type of life. And that's, I would say, the model or the pattern that each of us is called to in our own time. But unfortunately, many Christians have actually given up on patterning their lives on Jesus Christ, because for all of us, it's easier to live according to the way of the world. And we can get sucked into all kinds of things, and particularly at this season, into a kind of godless materialism. Those of you who were here for Mass yesterday morning know that I spoke about this also. I'm thinking in particular of my consciousness this year of the invasion of Black Friday, the Black Friday's frenzy into Thanksgiving Day. I'm thinking specifically of President Obama's godless Thanksgiving Day address, where he managed to successfully avoid any reference to God whatsoever, who is obviously the one we must thank for every single one of our blessings. So I don't know why one would listen to a talk by someone on Thanksgiving about the subject of Thanksgiving who cannot bring himself to mention God. But that's the world we live in today. Now, you and I, if we're serious about our faith, I think the fact that we're here, we are, we basically have to lean against the wind, so to speak. We must encourage and support one another to a little bit better live according to the way the Lord Jesus has laid out for us in Scripture and through his church. This holy season of Advent, it does have a significant penitential aspect which is why we're wearing purple. To be brutally honest, Advent itself is not really a time for Christmas parties every evening. It's a time for preparing for Christmas. Remember, Christmas begins on December 25th, or liturgically, it begins on the evening of December 24th. But it doesn't end on December 25th. In fact, we will be entering into an eight-day octave of Christmas beginning December 25th. And the reason the church does that, we do the same thing with Easter, is the sense that we cannot contain within a simple 24-hour period all the joy that we have with this feast. I discovered on Friday, Black Friday, that one of my favorite radio stations that I listen to in the car is already started to play Christmas music. So now I have to remember to keep certainly that station switched off for the next few weeks. Still, it's hard to exist in our culture without confronting Christmas all the time in Advent. Turn on the television, we're bombarded with advertisers, Christmas scenes, Christmas music, and so on. And this is the context for getting us to go out and buy as much as possible. Now, all this has nothing to do whatsoever with the spirit of either Advent or Christmas. The spirit of Christmas, for which we're doing our best to prepare, is to be able to look at how Jesus chose to come into our world. Jesus was not born at Best Buy. He was not born at Walmart. He was born in a simple manger. Advent preparation for Christmas is not about the great deals that we might get with our money. All this has nothing to do with Jesus Christ. Every one of us is called to be vigilant, to keep watch at what's going on, to stay connected to reality, not to fantasies and entertainment. And Jesus has told us also that we must be careful lest we get lax in the way we're living our lives, and suddenly the day will catch us off guard like a trap. Now, having said that, Advent is not Lent. Advent is a season of preparation. We do penance, of course, but it's so that our hearts will be fully prepared to receive our Lord Jesus, to make sure that our disposition is completely appropriate to be able to receive him on Christmas morning. And even the gifts that we might exchange on Christmas are to reflect the simple gifts that the little shepherds brought to Jesus, the gifts that the Magi brought to him, because each one of us is made in his image and likeness. We give gifts to one another in memory of and in honor of the gifts that were given to Jesus. And having said all that, I confess that I don't quite live up to this model that I've laid out. I'm one of those, even though I know Christmas doesn't begin until December 25th, by two or three days before Christmas, I just have to break out my CDs with Christmas choral music and so on. I never can wait till Christmas to start listening to this music. So what can we practically do or try to do to live Advent preparation as it's meant to be lived? I guess I would say, in summary, it would be just try to ration in some way the Christmas element of Advent, however you might be able to do that. But here are just a couple of ideas. And remember, at the end of Mass, you'll be getting the Advent packets. First, we can each consider taking on some kind of penance, including maybe a bit of fasting, which could be fasting from a bad habit, not necessarily fasting from food. Maybe some extra prayer, maybe some extra service, helping out people who are in need, beginning, of course, with the people who are closest to us. Another idea, it's just an idea, don't put your Christmas tree up right away. Wait until it's almost Christmas. Christmas Eve would be the ideal. Don't turn on your lights, your Christmas lights, until Christmas. and then let them burn brightly throughout the octave of Christmas in particular. This one might get me into trouble. Limit the amount of time you spend at Christmas parties until Christmas actually arrives. Now, let me hasten to say, Christmas parties, both before and after Christmas, they are beautiful expressions of friendship. I love them. Just don't go every single evening to a Christmas party in Advent. Think of getting an Advent wreath. Encourage the children to undertake good works toward one another and others. And only gradually, and close to Christmas, put together the nativity set. If you can, this may be impossible, avoid listening to Christmas music and Christmas ads. And this is, I think, worthwhile. Figure out strategies to limit the amount of time you spend in stores in Advent. Now, all this is certainly not the way of the world, but it's the way we've been taught by Jesus Christ through his church. Don't let the retailers determine how you are going to spend Christmas. Hordes of gifts aren't going to be much help in preparing for Jesus. He will be hoping to find our hearts prepared, filled with love, cleaned up, and put in order. Pray that when Christmas comes, we will be able to celebrate this feast in its proper manner, in a way that's truly going to glorify Jesus Christ, who has come into this world to save you and me. Be watchful, for we know not the hour when the Lord of the house will return.